Honduras gets a new president, new party, but the same problems loom. Honduras held its presidential election on November 28th and will have their first female president. Xiomara Castro took the election when the ruling party candidate conceded late in the evening of November 30th. The defeated National Party will leave the presidency after a 12-year hold on the office. So far, the smooth transfer from the National Party is seen as a huge relief, as the country was plagued by destabilizing protests following a disputed election in 2017. This is all taking place during a period of fierce political polarization and humanitarian crisis, where many people are choosing to leave the country in favor of an uncertain migration to the U.S. Gang violence and the lack of economic opportunity have created an environment fueling more migration out of the country. President-elect Castro has a full plate when taking office. Last year, the country dealt with two devastating hurricanes, unemployment at near 11%, and an economy that shrank 9%, with street gangs that act more like domestic terrorist groups than organized crime. All problems that will take decades to improve the situation. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.